Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so we talked about Daryl Morey a little bit in the previous segment. And look, this Russell Westbrook thing kind of came out of nowhere. If the Thunder don't trade Paul George, let me backtrack. If Kawhi Leonard doesn't decide to approach Paul George about joining him in LA with the Clippers, then Russell Westbrook's not a Houston Rocket today, right? I mean, that set the whole chain of events in motion. Kawhi gets in Paul George's ear. Paul George goes to the Thunder. The Thunder look at it and go, boy, we're probably going to have to rebuild this thing pretty soon anyways because we're not winning a title even with Russ and Paul George. So, yeah, let's try to leverage this thing and get as much as we can for Paul George. They did. They traded him. All of a sudden, Russell Westbrook becomes available, and the Rockets are able to make a deal for Russell Westbrook. Here's the most amazing. Not only are they able to make a deal for Russell Westbrook, and again, let me just be fully transparent. I'm not a big fan of the deal. I would have run the same group back because I think with no Golden State super uber team sitting out
You're trying to get me worked up over here.
I just want to be transparent with the audience because I'm about to come off as somebody who's homing for the Russell Westbrook trade.
Right.
So I want to be clear about what I don't want people to think I'm flip-flopping on my opinion. I think it's a trade that makes the Rockets infinitely more interesting. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with them. I just don't know if it makes them a better basketball team. But this is the most amazing part about the trade, Clint, is this. However you felt about the Rockets in their previous iteration with Chris Paul, there was no denying that was not a good contract. And it was going to get worse as he got older. Like, it was already kind of skewing towards that way. A year, 2 years from now, that thing was going to be hideous, that contract. So any discussion of trading Chris Paul throughout the month of June, even up to the draft, you know, in the early part of free, pretty much up to the time before Paul George got traded to the Clippers, any discussion of trading Chris Paul, even in the face of Daryl Morey saying they weren't going to do it, there was still speculation, was in the context of a salary dump. You were going to trade Chris Paul mainly to get rid of his salary. Put differently, I've got articles here that I linked to that have, from mid-June, five potential landing spots for Chris Paul. We can go through them. They're all deals where if you do that deal, you get rid of Chris Paul, but you're not a better basketball team in 2019-2020. Chris Paul can still play. He's just expensive. That's the most amazing part about this deal, Clint, is that everything tied to Chris Paul this offseason in terms of perception has been about his contract, unloading, getting out from underneath it. It's a contract that people are not a fan of, both with the Rockets and around the league. This trade was so remarkable that that whole story is secondary. The big story with this trade is, how are Russ and James going to mix? People forget, like, it's almost forgotten, like, holy crap, you got rid of Chris Paul's contract too? Wow.
Right. Hey, look, you're in the nail on the head. There's no doubt about it. You got rid of the contract. You got better in the process. You got two of the top 10 players in the NBA. Some will say 10. I'll give you top 8 players in the NBA right now. But more importantly, Sean, they specifically addressed some situations. Easy buckets. The Rockets were not getting easy buckets. This guy is the best artist in the game at getting easy buckets. Secondly, we talked about it earlier. He ranked 5th, 10th, and 5th in defensive rebounds. And I can't help but the two things, Sean, when I think about the Rockets in 2019? This is 2019,
it's
right?
2019.
When I think about the 2019 Rockets, I think about Chris Paul's inability to get easy buckets in man-to-man type of situations and not being able to beat his man. This guy can get easy buckets any day of the week, when it's man-to-man. He gets quick buckets, fast break buckets. And then the other thing is, for whatever reason, I lay down at night, and if I got the Rockets on my mind, I see Looney going and getting easy offensive rebounds and giving Curry and Klay Thompson and Durant for a certain period of time second chance shots on the offensive end of the floor. This guy, I just said it, ranked 5th, 10th, and 5th over the last 3 seasons in defensive rebounds from the guard position. This guy, and I know some of those, you know, it's his quest to average the triple-double, and some of those may have been manufactured rebounds, but there's no doubt about it. This guy's energy and effort turns into numbers, particularly on the defensive rebound, the defensive end of the floor with rebounds, and that equates into those quick points and easy points and easy buckets. I think those, as I read through all the issues the Rockets have and all the issues or all the things that Westbrook brings to the table, I believe those are two real tangible things where the Rockets got significantly better with the Westbrook signing.
I think those are all fair points. And I think while I'm skeptical that the Rockets are going to be a better, more formidable team with this mix of players, I'll concede that the ceiling for this team is higher with Russell Westbrook than it was for Chris Paul. That the Rockets have entered into a trade involving Chris Paul's contract where you're coming away with an all-star player and a higher ceiling, I think is fairly remarkable. I'm just going to rattle through these real quick. I'm looking at an article from CBSSports.com from June 18th, so like a week before the draft, okay? These are the types of things that were being bandied about. These are like deals that you'd almost need to talk yourself into. As one of them, Rockets trade Chris Paul to the Celtics for Gordon Hayward. You're basically swapping your bad contract for their bad contract. I don't think the Rockets are better with that deal.
You'd be hard pressed to find, especially with Gordon Hayward. Didn't he just come off of a severe injury
a year ago?
I mean, you're talking about a guy. And I don't,
averaged 11 points a game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one to pile on a guy that's coming off of a bad injury like that. But you give me Chris Paul, and I'll tiptoe across the line and get in your run it back crew if that's the deal.
Okay. I'm going to go through these real quick. Imagine the trade the Rockets made winding up at the end of this article and what you would say. If I was reading this article to you on June 18th, let's pretend it's June 18th. Chris Paul to the Suns for TJ Warren, Josh Jackson, Tyler Johnson, and the number 6 overall pick. That's a backwards trade. You're getting younger and you're not maximizing James Harden's window. Orlando and the Memphis Grizzlies and the Rockets go into a 3-team trade where you trade Chris Paul and the Rockets ultimately wind up with Mike Conley. Okay.
Very similar scenario. Hall of Fame point guard for one of the better ones in the game right now.
Right. Minnesota Timberwolves, you're trading Chris Paul for Andrew Wiggins, Dario Saric, Kata Bates, Jopp. I think Wiggins is one of the most overrated players in the league, myself, my own opinion. So that's another one where I look at it, I go, you're going backwards. Chris Paul goes to the Miami Heat for Goran Dragic, James Johnson, Derek Jones. Okay. I don't think you're better with that trade.
Yeah, I mean, the last two, it's like, I guess you get more of a complimentary player relative to the position he plays because you're not getting a true point guard. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, and if it was Dragic from 3 years ago, then yeah.
Right.
He's an older guy now. Those are the 5 trades in this article. Imagine if I read those trades to you on June 18th, and then the last one was Rockets trade Chris Paul and 2 number 1 picks 5 years from now for Russell Westbrook.
I'm all in.
What are you smoking, Sean? That's not in that article. No, it's not. But that's the trade that got done.
Yeah, you went from one extreme to another. There's no doubt, man. I think they're complimentary too, man. The only negative I think
they being Harden and Westbrook.
Yes. I mean, the only negative is when somebody starts the conversation with the 2 ball dominant players. I think that's they're not complimentary positions. It's not a big and a guard. It's not you got to find a way to make that work. D'Antoni, the pressure's ramped up on him to make that relationship work, but they're complimentary, man, in the style of play. I'm excited to watch this thing.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.